Aleichem, another wonderful episode of the Laws of Tefillin. Today we are learning Siman Chaf Hei, Seif Hei. It should be for the Refuah Shleima and bringing blessing down to Am Yisrael and the whole world. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Yechavin Banachatam. When you're putting on your Tefillin, this should be your Kavano. Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That God commanded us, Le'aniach Arba Parshiot Eileh. To place these four parchments, which unifies God's name. I'm not going to get into the Kabbalistic meaning, but we're somehow bringing together the characteristics of God and reminds us of the Yetziat Mitzrayim, of how God took us out of Egypt. So now Shulchan Aruch is going to give us what we should be meditating upon. We put on the arm, it's corresponding to the heart. That's why the tefillin is pointed towards the heart. And on the head, which corresponds to our intellect, our brain. To remember the miracles that were done for us. Which again remind us of his oneness. That God has the power in the upper worlds and in the lower worlds, lasot behem kirtono, to do what he wants. V'yishabed l'Kadosh Baruch Hu aneshama shehi b'moach, and we should subjugate the soul which is found in the brain. V'gam halev shu ikara taivot v'machshavot, and also our heart, which is the place of the desires and thoughts, lusts. V'zeh yizkor abareh v'yamit hanotav. And by putting on the tefillin in this way, you're going to remember God, and it's going to lower your desire for external pleasures. It's in the explanation of the Chofetz Chaim, another place. It's like, imagine you have a horse that gets tempted all the time by different pleasures, and you rein it in, you pull on the reins. So the tefillin is like our reins to pull us away from our desires. V'yaniach shayad tchila, and place the shayad first. Yivrach l'aniach tefillin, and you should place, and you should say the blessing of, and I shall place tefillin. V'achach kach l'aniach shorosh, and afterwards you put the shorosh. Lo yivrach ki imbrach achad ashtem, but you should only make one blessing, both for the shayad and shorosh, because they're both connected. Okay, so to sum up, we have different kavanot. For example, remembering Egypt, remembering God's oneness, when you're subjugating our desires to do the Ratzon of Hashem, our brain, our intellect, our emotions are all being directed towards God. I often give this explanation when I'm giving my bar mitzvahs. The Ruma adds, V'yesh omrim lebarach shorosh al mitzvah tefillin. So, some say that we should say a special bracha on the shorosh al mitzvah tefillin, afilu lo hifsik bintayim, even if there wasn't a hefsek between them. Chen pashan haminag b'nei Ashkenaz from barachin shnei brachot. And that is indeed the minhag which is Ashkenazim have taken upon themselves. V'tov lamar tamid achar bracha shniya baruch shen kvod malchuto l'med. And it's good to say baruch shen kvod malchuto after this second bracha. So in other words, this was a machlokes. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that there's two separate blessings, and that is the Ashkenazi custom. But just in case it's an extra bracha, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto, which is always what you say when you may have said, when you say a blessing in vain. The Mishnah Berurah explains, not that we actually believe that we said a blessing in vain, but somehow Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto makes God's name more glorified in the world. And saying God's name in vain would take away from the glory of God. So just to kind of cover our bases, in case the Shulchan Aruch is right, we do say this Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'med. Mishnah Berurah also points out, make sure you say this after the Shorosh is in place, because otherwise it will be a hefsek. If you were to say it before the Shorosh is properly in place, you put it in place, and then you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'med, which is, of course, the minhag of Ashkenazim. One last important point, the Bach points out that this special kavana that we're supposed to have when we're putting on our tefillin is unique to tefillin. It's also unique to the other two mitzvahs, our tzitzis and sukkah, because the Torah goes out of its way to give us an intention when you're putting on tefillin. Like it says, the Torah specifically says that tefillin are a reminder that God took us out of Egypt, that we are the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since the Torah goes out of its way to give us a kavana, we too should ideally have this kavana. But at the same time, if you didn't have this kavana b'di'evit, you're still yotze your obligation, don't worry. And this is also why there's a custom of many people to say the four chapters which mention the obligation to put on tefillin, either before or right after putting on tefillin, to remind us to have this kavana, and it is a very good minhag. Okay, so now we know the kavana we're supposed to have when we're putting on our tefillin. Have a beautiful day full of kavana.